Did you ever notice that the average intelligent male mind, no matter how efficient at retaining all sorts of abstruse information, is completely incapable of remembering birthdays, anniversaries, and other events dear to a woman's heart? Well, this being the case, you would expect our young hero, Dennis Day, to remember them perfectly. But, alas, in this one particular, his mind is similar to the average intelligent male's. So, tomorrow, being Mildred Anderson's birthday, she finds it necessary to operate somewhat coyly, like this.
Dennis?
Huh?
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Oh, naturally. Tomorrow's the day all the kids have fun bobbing for apples and burning down houses and stuff.
Dennis, I know it's Halloween, but it also happens to be something else.
It does? What?
Well, let's put it this way. Just 21 years ago tomorrow, my mother was in the hospital, and all my father's friends were congratulating him.
Well, what do you know? So he did win one of their fights.
Dennis, that's the day I was born.
Oh, I knew he couldn't have done it if she hadn't been concentrating on something else.
Dennis, don't you realize what I'm trying to tell you? Tomorrow's my birthday.
Your birthday? Oh, my gosh, that's right, it is.
How could you ever have forgotten? Don't you remember how you surprised me on my birthday last year?
Yeah, I didn't give you anything.
Yes, and I'll bet you we're going to do the same thing this year. Oh, Dennis.
Oh, Mildred, don't get excited. All you have to do is tell me what you
no.
want.
No. It's up to you to pick out my gift with no help from me.
Oh.
Do you think I tell you that a new shop called Mademoiselle Yvette of Paris just opened at 128 Elm Street with the loveliest bed jackets and negligees and things I've ever seen? Do you think I let you know I didn't trust your judgment by hinting that's what I wanted?
Looks like.
Well, she does have some simply divine imported lingerie, Dennis. Just ask for Mademoiselle Yvette herself.
Okay, I'll get a firm grip on myself and go down to her shop right now.
Get a firm grip on yourself? What do you mean?
Well, I've never been in a store like that before, Mildred. And, well, gosh, you know how I blush just going through the backyard on Monday mornings. Good morning, miss.
Banjo Monsieur. You have a desire?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Could I speak to Mademoiselle Yvette of Paris, please?
You're speaking to La Mademoiselle in person, dearie.
You're Mademoiselle Yvette?
Maynette!
Gee, you have the most peculiar accent. What part of France are you from?
Oh, a little place outside Paris called Green Turn. Did you wish to see some merchandise, Monsieur?
Well, yes, ma'am. It's for my girlfriend, but I,
What's the matter, bashful?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand. Well, how about a pair of these?
Whoa, put them down! Put them down!
So what are you getting excited? There's nobody in them.
No, but I can't help it.
Okay, if you ain't interested in stockings, I'll show you something else. I have a new number here I was just unpacking. A lovely nightgown, see?
Yeah. Okay, take it out of the tissue paper.
What tissue paper? That's the nightgown.
Oh, my gosh.
Ain't it a lovely creation, though? Fill me like froth, huh? It's a special Parisian importation called the Marie Antoinette Nighty.
How much is it?
$150.
How much without Marie Antoinette?
You mean 150 is too high for you, huh?
Well, a little. To tell the truth, I was looking for some lingerie at around $3.
Sonny, for $3 it ain't lingerie, it's underwear.
I'm sorry, mademoiselle, but that's all the money I have. How about a pair of these black lace things? They look kind of inexpensive.
Well, that's an import, too, dearie. Don't you see those French words embroidered on one leg?
Oh, yeah. L'amour toujours l'amour. I wonder what that means in English.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's do not use a hot iron. However, I doubt if those steppings would interest you anyway. They're
$85. $85? Gosh, in that case,
well, wait, don't give up. I think I have something in the back in the stock at just your price. I'll be with you in just a sec.
$85 for just one little pair. They are kind of cute, though, with that black lace. I wonder if... Nah. Still, they might. Oh, no, it's ridiculous. I'm sure they don't make them for men. It'd sure be a sensation down at the locker room of the gym, though. Oh, but they're too flimsy anyway. I'll bet if they got one little tug like this that they just... Oh, my gosh, what have I done? They're not black lace stepins anymore. They're black lace kilts. What'll I do? $85. She'll have me locked up.
I think I have something for you, Sonny.
Holy smoke, here she comes. I gotta get out of here. I can't go to jail.
Hey, wait, where are you then? Oh, my $85 pants I paid $9 wholesale for.
Oh, gee, thank goodness. It's only along the seam. 2 minutes with the sewing machine and they'll be as good as new.
Listen, thank goodness you're home. I gotta talk to you. I'm in trouble.
Oh, my, here we go again. What now, boy?
Well, suppose a person had an accident and then ran away from the scene of the crime. That would be pretty bad, wouldn't it?
My, yes. Hit and run is a very serious offense, Dennis.
Well, this wasn't exactly hit and run. It was more rip and skip.
Dennis, just what kind of trouble are you in?
Oh, it's bad, Mr. Anderson. Have you got $85 you could give me right away?
$85? Who do you think you're talking to, the head of the family?
Oh, my gosh, then what can I do?
Well, as I see it, you have two choices. You can try to borrow the money from my wife, or you can commit Harry Carey. Of the two, I'd say the first were the faster way to go.
Mr. Anderson, I'm desperate. I'm going to try to borrow it from your wife. I'll see you later.
Well, out of one eye at the very most, but good luck, my boy.
Oh, thanks. Ah, good morning, Mrs. Anderson.
Good morning, Dennis.
Gee, you know something? I've never seen you looking so lovely. What have you done to your hair this morning?
I haven't had a chance to comb it yet.
Oh, well, Mrs. Anderson... I was wondering if you'd do me a tiny little favor. You see, my grandmother hasn't been feeling well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Anything serious?
Probably. She died last night.
Oh, my gracious, that's... Wait a minute. Didn't you tell me one of your grandmothers passed away 10 years ago and the other died before you were born?
That's right. Now I need $85 the time they were buried.
Dennis, do you by any chance happen to be out of that vacuum-packed head of yours?
Oh, no, ma'am. Look, Mrs. Anderson, I'm desperate. I just got to get my hands on some money.
And you want it from me?
Would you please, ma'am? Would you please?
Don't be fantastic. Not a red cent will you get.
But, Mrs. Anderson...
That's final, Dennis. Now get your hat. I want you to run an errand for me.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to take these diamond earrings down to the jeweler on Main Street and have them cleaned and the stones reset. Do you think you can handle such an errand?
Well, sure. What gives you the idea I can't do a simple thing like that?
We haven't time to go into that now. Just get them there and don't breathe a word to Mildred about it. I'm giving them to her as a surprise for her birthday.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Now hurry and remember, Mildred mustn't know a thing about this.
Oh, no, ma'am. She won't.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Oh, someplace.
Yes, but what have you got there? My goodness, Mother's earring.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't mean for you to find... Mildred, you got to forget you saw them. Please, will you?
Well, sure, but where are you taking them?
Oh, I can't tell you. But believe me, you're going to get a nice birthday present. Goodbye.
Now, what in the world?
Was that Dennis who rushed out of here like that, Mildred?
Yes. Daddy, have you any idea why he's rushing off with Mother's valuable diamond earring?
Her diamond ear... Oh, my sacred Aunt Petunia's little lace chemical.
Daddy, what is it?
Well, he told me he was in a bad jam and needed money desperately. Mildred, you don't
Oh, my goodness. And he just told me I was going to get a nice birthday present. But, Daddy, you can't think he stole those earrings.
Oh, of course not. Only a dope would do a thing like that.
Oh, then you do think so.
Well, I'm afraid our Dennis is in trouble and has done something very foolish, Mildred.
Oh, Daddy, I always wanted to take an ocean trip for my honeymoon, but not to Alcatraz.
Well, our Dennis is in a jam. He expects to be arrested any moment for accidentally tearing a pair of black lace step-ins in a lingerie shop. But what he doesn't know is that his guilty actions have caused Mildred and Mr. Anderson to believe he's stolen Mrs. Anderson's diamond earrings and intends to sell them. They've just confided their suspicions to Mrs. Anderson, who takes the news of her loss like a trooper. A stormtrooper, that is.
Why, that low-down snake in the grass. I'll break every bone in his empty skull. Oh.
Easy now, Bunny Fluff.
Easy. Oh, that thief. And to think I handed him those earrings myself.
Mother, Dennis isn't a criminal. He's just temporarily out of his mind.
22 years is not temporary. That's what he is.
No, Mother, there must be some mistake. He can't be a crook.
I tell you, he is. And you wanted to marry him.
Well, I still do. I don't care what he turns out to be. I'll marry the man I love in spite of everything.
That's a fine way to talk. And with the example of your mother right in front of your nose.
I've decided to overlook that for any number of obvious reasons. However, the main problem right now is what to do about Dennis.
Problem? What problem? I'm going to call the police and have him locked up.
The police? Oh, Mother, you can't.
No, lover girl, I won't let you.
Oh, you won't let me, huh?
No, Poopsie. You make one move toward that phone and you have me to deal with. You understand?
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for Dennis Day, wanted for jewel robbery. Description as follows. Age 22, height 5 feet 9. When last seen was wearing brown trousers, tennis shoes, and a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt. Both of Mickey Mouse's eyes are bloodshot due to ketchup stains. Arrest this man on sight. That is all. Rosencrantz.
Well, did the kid talk yet, Dunnigan?
Yeah, sure he talked, only who can make sense out of what he's saying?
What do you mean? Did you shine the light in his eyes?
Yeah, but I had to quit. Found out he likes it.
Well, did you threaten him with the hose?
Yeah, 3 times. Kept saying, no thanks, he just had a shower.
We gotta get a confession out of a man. I'll find out what he did with those earrings if it takes all night.
Now, I'm warning you, Cap, his answers ain't like any that you ever heard before.
Maloney, wait till I work on him a while. Come on. All right, Day. Sit down.
Oh, that's all right. I've been sitting all evening. Here, you sit down.
Dennis!
Yes, sir.
Didn't I tell you, Kevin?
You keep quiet, too. Day, have you got a record?
Oh, no, sir. I don't even have a phonograph.
Now, look here, you. This has gone far enough. You're going to sing. Do you understand?
I beg pardon?
I'm telling you, if you know what's good for you, you'll sing.
Yes, sir. Way down upon the Swanee River.
Shut up!
Any a Lulu doll?
Quiet. Once and for all, Day, are you guilty or aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir, I did it. But they were such flimsy things that I couldn't help...
Never mind the excuses. What I want to know is, have you got them on you?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, I'm strictly a red flannel man myself.
Say, Captain, did you notice that some of his answers don't even have anything to do with the question?
Starting to make me a little nervous, too.
Well, he ain't got him on him. I can vouch for that. He probably get into a fence and they divided the loot.
Yeah. Okay, Day, did you split with a fence?
I told you I wasn't wearing them, so how could I split them on a fence?
Now, quit stalling. Did you break them up and take the stones out of them?
They have stones in them?
You know they have stones in them.
Gee, no wonder some women are so fidgety. why you hear so much screaming on the radio when you tune in. Ladies, be seated.
Well, look, let's get them both and let them go before we're not too anxious.
Now, today I'm warning you for the last time. Are you going to tell us what you did with those earrings or aren't you?
Earrings? What earrings?
Mrs. Anderson's earrings, of course. What do you think we pinched you for?
Oh, I thought it was on account of the black lace stepping.
Why do we care how you dress? All we want to know is where those earrings are.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. They're at the jeweler's being fixed. Mrs. Anderson asked me to take them there for her.
Oh, she asked you to take them, eh? A likely story.
Oh, it's true, Sergeant. In fact, I walked right past you when I went into the jeweler's with them.
It could be, Donegan. That's your beat.
Of course, maybe the sergeant didn't notice me. He was sitting in his patrol car with a blonde.
What?
Well, look, don't listen to him, Cap.
Well, were you with a blonde or weren't you, Donegan?
No, really, Cap. I'm...
Come on, talk.
Shall I shine the light in his eyes?
You keep... Look, you got my reports every half hour, didn't you, Cap? What are you worrying about?
I want my men to do their jobs, Donegan.
Yeah? All right. Where were you when I phoned in 11:45 this morning? Answer me that.
None of your business.
Uh-huh. I thought so. I'm guzzling beer again, eh?
Now, see here.
Where were you or weren't you?
Shall I give him the hose?
Donegan, go get that jeweler on the phone and check the kid's story.
Okay, Cap.
But I'll tell you one thing, Dave. If you're lying to us, I'm sorry for you. You're going up the river for so long that you...
Ah, so you finally caught the scoundrel, huh?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Anderson.
Well, I must say this is a very inefficient police force. There isn't a mark on him.
Mrs. Anderson, how can you talk like that?
Lady, the boy says you gave him those earrings yourself.
Well, of course I did. But this thief planned
to... Hey, look, it's like the kid says, all right, Cap. The earrings are at the jeweler's and they're under Mrs. Anderson's name.
What?
See?
Yeah.
Why, I don't understand. I thought that he...
I don't care what you thought, lady. This boy is innocent.
Well, yes, I guess he is, and I'm sorry about what happened.
Sorry? Do you realize he could sue you for false arrest and defamation of character and get every nickel you own?
I could? Gosh.
But he wouldn't do that, Captain. Why, we're such very dear friends. Why, we love each other, don't we, Dennis? Why, you don't mean that. I know you don't. And just as soon as we get back to my house...
Whose house, kiddo?
I mean, our house, naturally. I'll get my car right away and...
Whose car?
Our car, of course. What am I saying? You stay right here and I'll get my husband. That is, I mean...
Oh, no, you can have him all to yourself.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you who?
I mean, thank you, Mr. Day.
Who?
Very well, pups.